Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Still to come, the police swabbing story. I swear to you, we will get to it. But we have to continue with your phone calls because that's the primary purpose of the show. So take your calls about anything. We go back to the amp line. It's Matt in Illinois. Matt, what did you say? You were an English major?
Yeah, I graduated with a degree, with a Bachelor of Arts in rhetoric.
We're talking about language. We're talking about definitions. And you were going to give us an example of a word that has changed usage over time. Go ahead with that.
Well, the word would be the big word that you can't say on the radio, the one that will make your tongue fall out.
The F-bomb or the C-word?
The F-bomb, right.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that word in today's society means just about anything you want it to mean.
It sure does.
You know, you say F and this or F and that, and people in everyday language use it like it was nothing to me. I don't like the way it sounds. But, you know,
that one's not going away, that's for sure.
Even if a person, like for instance, now and then I'll use the F-bomb. I try to avoid it simply because my line of work, but, you know, if I meet someone new and they use it or overuse it or it's a colleague I work with and I'm not used to them hearing it, it grates my ears. I just don't like it. My wife uses it, I don't want to hear it.
Yep. That's another thing. I really don't like hearing it coming out of a woman's mouth. And it, to me, I don't know.
I think there's some guys that really do like that, I'd like to say.
To me, it makes everybody sound angry.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that's going to depend on how it's used and everything else. But
sure.
It seems like whenever it's used, it's because somebody is angry.
I
know people who use it all the time, and it just gets nerve-wracking.
It seems like Gen Xers have really decided that that's a great word to use, and they'll use it as filler and that kind of thing. And I wonder, you know, what's happened? You know, why has our terminology become so vulgar?
Why has language declined in general?
I think this is actually a libertarian point. I think that it's used so much because it is so not vulgar.
Rebellious?
You're not supposed to use it.
Yeah.
It's forbidden.
Forbidden, thank you. And when things are forbidden, when you prohibit something, that's what happens. It gets used more instead of less. I think that's the same with language as it is with marijuana. I bet you if like marijuana was legal, I think that people would use it less.
I think you're probably right. At least the statistics we've seen bear that out from the countries that have semi-legalized or re-legalized marijuana. We've definitely seen a drop in usage over time.
I don't see it going away as verboten anytime soon because
the F-bomb, you mean?
The F-bomb. Just simply because the people that forbid it, and my mother does not want to hear me say it, I can assure you, are parents. And so what you'll have is situations where dads will sometimes use the language in front of sons or children or something like that, but those children aren't allowed to say it because they know that somebody's going to tan their hide later if they do, and so it's sort of it's an indicator of adulthood.
Right, which was a great scene in the Christmas Story movie.
I didn't see it. Is this the one where you can put your eye out, kid?
Yeah. he says the F word, and he has his mouth washed out with soap. But the father says it throughout the whole movie. But the father goes, that's to hear the father saying, but you know what he's saying.
Right.
You know, Matt, to go back to something I touched on last hour with you was the idea that the term like has been so misused in recent years in this culture. And it really bugs me. And you're saying it shouldn't. You're saying that, you know, this is what happens to words. You're saying that the usage changes. If you understand what the person is saying, then that should be okay. But that's sort of the same, that's kind of the same justification that many of the people use when they just aren't paying attention to their punctuation and their spelling and their grammar when it comes to emails. Many people can be very, very sloppy when it comes to writing an email, and they pawn it off as, well, you understood what I was saying. Well, yeah, I did understand you, but you sounded like a Nimrod when you were writing it. So, I mean...
Right. That's all subjective. I mean, you know, if it bothers you, it bothers you, and you should point it out to people. I think that's the correct thing to do.
I think grammar and, diction snobs are, to some extent, they're what drive the language and its evolution. Sure, a lot of people, are using this sort of text spelling and that kind of thing, but as long as humans are going to be humans, they're going to look for ways to judge other humans. My ex-fiance, she said that she judges a boy by his shoes. And this is a ludicrous way to judge a human being. So is how well they, spell in a given email. But that's what people are going to do. Bosses are going to look at potential employees. And people are going to decide who they're dealing with based on how your grammar looks. So you might as well use good grammar all the time, because cheating is only going to have you want to cheat other times.
Well, I think that too boils down to your the public school system and what we're teaching our kids. We should teach people how to use correct, proper English. There's a time and a place to use correct and proper English, and then there's a time and a place to, just be one of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to learn, as part of growing older and part of maturing, is learning when to use what types of language.
There's never a time or place to affect an ethnic accent while speaking to ethnic people. You're not going to be one of the homies that way. Just so you know.
Thanks for the tip.
All right. Well, I wasn't going to try.
Matt, thanks for the call tonight. It was very interesting, and I appreciate you making it tonight. 800-259-9231. I think he's right. The government schools have dropped the ball. We know they've dropped the ball in so many different ways, but certainly the English language is got to be one of them. I mean, it would seem to me that an English teacher that cared about the language, that heard these kids just absolutely butchering it
I am not ready to say
something to them.
I'm sure they do just about every opportunity they get. I am not ready to blame the public school system for what we currently see in the language, because I'm sure that things like contractions, can't or cannot, and things like that came around from the same sort of sloppy miss, the desire to get by, the texting,
at least with contractions, the language becomes more efficient. Instead of saying cannot, you say can't. It's shorter, so you're communicating more effectively. If you can communicate the same idea in less words, then you're communicating more effectively. But if you're adding words in order to get that same communication across, then it's less efficient.
I didn't take you to task on this one, but since you're going to be like this about it. When, using your example of, he was all like la la la, and I was like all like da da da.
Yeah.
That sort of speaking?
Yes.
Well, what that person's trying to portray isn't he said this and then I said this. They're trying to portray the whole feeling of the event.
Yeah.
They're trying to explain to you, and often they'll be expressive while they do it. They're not just saying he said, they're emoting they're trying to portray to you the whole event, and so it's a different idea, and so
that
therefore different words are not a problem.
Yeah, I guess
I don't like it. I don't like it either.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one, and I understand where you're coming from, but you could still say he said, and then you could emote if you wanted to.
But I know why I don't like it. It's because I'm an old curmudgeon. Okay, I don't particularly like young people, and
I certainly don't like the
things that make them young.
But there are people that are older than you that have affected the incorrect use of like.
There are people running around with big '80s hair too, Ian. It has nothing to do with anything. There's it's a young way of speaking. He was all like, and then I was all like, and then like. It's a younger way of speaking, and there's some gal cutting hair in Keene, New Hampshire right now in leather hot pants. You can believe it. So, different people, regardless of their age, affect different sort of generational habits. No big deal.
Well, I just wonder, I guess it's all right if you're going to be a hair cutter for a living to butcher the language in that way, but could you imagine someone getting on the air on a radio show and talking like that?
Well, I totally get. I'm saying that grammar snobs do affect the language too, and I think you should have great diction, and I think you should care about the definitions of words because you're affecting the language.
1-800-259-9231. I don't know if I'm a grammar snob. I'm not educated in this stuff. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-457-9914. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So enjoy those, including the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. You can get interactive there. wiki.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
800-259-9231.
And since we're on the grammar police stuff, it's not for the sleep you've been dreaming of. It's the sleep of which you've been dreaming.
I didn't write the copy.
No. Well, this is I'm showing you how the language changes.
Gotcha.
It doesn't
right, because
doesn't sound strange.
Of you can't end a sentence in of, right?
Prepositional.
Right.
You can't end it that way. And you know, you see how the language changes and how much better it sounds. The sleep you've been dreaming of, as opposed to the
I'm not
sleep
saying
of
all
which you've been dreaming.
I'm not saying that all language changes are bad. Not at all. I think there are some very positive things. As I said before, contractions are more efficient. I think efficiency when it comes to speaking is good. You get your ideas across in less words. You're more efficient. That's better. It's more concise. It's better communication.
And
you know, short. Keep it simple, stupid, right?
Yeah.
Short.
Well,
good.
That sort of nomenclature in your use is good. Now, when you're talking about this, it's like evolution. So there's supposedly, hundreds of evolutionary dead ends for everyone that works, assuming you believe in evolution. So in language, there's 100 evolutionary dead ends for everyone that works.
That makes sense.
I mean, at one point...
So the misuse of like or yo is perhaps a...
People in America actually talk like James Cagney. Yeah, copper, you come and get me. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, there's an evolutionary dead end. And I don't know why they did that. They actually sounded like Bugs Bunny. And radio pukers who talk like... you can do the voice but far better than I can.
Radio puking, 805-73 at 1-3.
Right. That, you know, there's all kinds of things out there. And you know, he was all like, and then she was all like, and I was whatever. That is another, believe me, that's another language sort of
so you're
dead
saying
end.
That's going to die someday?
It's awful.
But it's getting more, seems to be getting more popular and more prevalent.
Sure. It's popular right now. That's all. It's just a popular way
so
of speaking.
But it's been getting more popular for the last few decades, like couple decades.
Right. But now it's sort of hit a peak. And if you're in a certain age bracket, you're likely to use that kind of, you know, that way of speaking. But when those people have children who are learning to speak English, do you think those moms are going to want their kids to be learning how to speak that way?
I don't know. They may believe it's
no, they
so
don't
acceptable.
Believe anything like that.
I don't know what they think, Mark.
Know that it's bad bad English. They don't want their kids saddled with bad English.
They may know it's bad English, but it seems like they're completely unaware that they're using it. It's so... so natural to them to just pepper their sentences with the term like, and it's not always necessarily in the he was like usage. It sometimes, as Matt was saying, is used in place of he like did like, you know, they'll just insert like into a sentence five times. Completely unnecessarily.
I understand.
And they're completely oblivious to it.
I understand.
So if they aren't aware that they're doing something wrong, how could it possibly be corrected?
It's going to be relegated to the trash heap.
The dustbin.
Yes. I absolutely remember when I used to hear it in high school, there was this one girl in particular who used like all the time, and she came from California, mm-hmm. and she essentially was a Val, so... I'd say that's where it came from, and you know, it's not going to be the cool thing. In the same way, you know, all kinds of fads ramp up, they get big, and then they peter out. Can you imagine a kid 20 or 30 years from now dressing up like a goth?
I don't know. I mean, haven't there always been people that wore dark clothes and put makeup on?
Not to the extent that there is now.
Okay, that's true. It's going to change, but there have always been kind of spooky people, right?
There's always been people on the fringe, but I don't think... No, I don't think...
It wasn't
as
popular as...
I don't think there were people wearing trench coats with wearing black eyeliner in the 50s.
No.
I mean, yeah, there were beat poets and wearing striped shirts and berets,
yeah.
But no, I don't think that.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can comment on language or whatever's on your mind. We go to Daytona Beach, Florida for now, where police officers are swabbing the mouths of persons of interest during traffic stops with special DNA kits in the hunt for an elusive serial killer. Say the sources close to Local6.com. Investigators say they believe the same man has killed four women execution style in the Daytona Beach area. A profiler said the serial killer is likely clean cut and probably has a wife or girlfriend. And the police chief says detectives have the killer's DNA. Agents are using the DNA kits to collect as much DNA as possible during traffic stops and special operations in hopes of making a match. Now, I don't know what the police's real motivation is here. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say this is just an excuse to collect people's DNA.
It sounds like a kind of limb that you'd go out on.
It might be, but that is the result, isn't it? I mean, they're stopping people for speeding. They're stopping people for having a light out. They're stopping people, and they claim that you can refuse this. Okay, they claim you can refuse it, but I doubt they give you the option. It's probably presented to you as many optional police things are presented.
I'm going to have to ask you to open your mouth now so I can swab you
right.
for DNA.
We've got a killer on the loose. I'm going to have to ask that you allow us to swab your mouth. Okay, officer, whatever you say. And then they've got your DNA on file.
Right, and it seems to me that the killer would be, you know, disincentivized to allow
to
them swab his mouth.
Right.
So, you know, they have your information from your driver's license. They have your DNA to match with that. They're just cataloging. It seems like they certainly, yeah, that's what they're doing with
that's
this information. They're cataloging citizens.
Because they couldn't possibly run the test right there while you wait. I mean, the tests aren't that good yet. So they're not going to swab your mouth, say, hold on, Mr. Edgington. They're going to go back to the car, bring out their little remote DNA kit, swap it in there, check it against the database to see if you're actually the killer. So if they come across the killer, and if the killer allows them to swab his mouth, then they're going to have to let him go because they won't know right then that he was the killer. So then they'll say, oh, we had him today. What car was he driving? Of course, by that time, he could have changed his vehicle. And as you say, it seems pretty darn obvious that if you're the killer and the cops ask you to swab your mouth, you're going to refuse it.
And
certainly
now
the cops
told,
have
now thought they've
of
told
that.
Him that they're doing that. And likely he's gotten some kind of legal advice in some way or another, gone on the internet, whatever, and found out, oh, in fact, they can't just swab my mouth if I've been pulled over for... And now they're incentivized, by the way, to pull people over so that they can swab their mouths. You understand?
That's what they're doing, yeah.
No. They're pulling people over so they can swab their mouths. Not what they're presenting this as is during traffic stops, we are swabbing mouths.
Right.
So when we catch a speeder, when we catch someone with their lights out, when we catch someone... you know, changing lanes too often or whatever. Now they're incentivized to catch someone more often, to find out more reasons to pull people over, to make reasons up.
1-800-259-9231. That story is pretty darn disturbing, but let's combine it with another story about the cops and what they're up to. This one from a different area of the country, but these things can be happening together someday. The news story is going to have to do with an invasion. That's what they're calling it, an invasion into drug areas. They'll be stopping everybody. More on the way.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. By the way, those features include the archive. So if you missed a moment of the show, just go and get them for free right there on the front page of the website. Click and download freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use the code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. So in Daytona Beach, Florida, the police are now swabbing people's mouths with the excuse that they're just trying to keep you safe. We're just out here looking for a serial killer. I mean, you do want us to catch this serial killer, don't you? Well, let us swab your mouth there, son. That's what they're doing. They are, and I'm sure they're being very, very persuasive when it comes to getting people to give permission for this, because it is something that you can turn down.
Well, they're probably getting a lot of people to say yes. So sure. Therefore, the people that say no really, you know, perk up their antenna.
That's what I was wondering, Mark, is how will they treat you if you are pulled over for some traffic offense? Because that's what they're doing. They're just popping people for traffic offenses and demanding or requesting that they give up a DNA sample. If you say no to that, is that going to give them reasonable suspicion to bring out a drug dog?
I don't think it's going to give them reasonable suspicion, but that doesn't seem to stop cops, you know, in America from doing what it is they want to do.
Well, right, because if you and I can sit here and think, okay,
If they're claiming they're looking for a serial killer, and I, you know, fully believe that there is a serial killer on the loose,
right.
They
well,
would like to catch him.
Dead bodies to
but,
back that up.
You know, but if that's what they claim the reason for this is, then they must be aware of the possibility that someone could say something to the effect of, is that an order, officer, or are you just requesting that? In which case, when you ask the police questions like that, it's their job, supposedly, to give you an answer. And so they would have to be honest and tell you, well, you can refuse it. And then if the individual does refuse it, they must be aware that someone could possibly say no to them. What is their plan for dealing with that individual? How do they plan on handling that? Because they must realize that if someone says no, there's a darn good chance that somebody might just be the killer they're looking for.
Right. At the very least, they're going to go on a list somewhere.
So it's a disturbing story. Of course, would love to hear your thoughts.
This isn't going
to
be good Americans that know the Constitution.
And this is disturbing also because it's, again, getting Americans used to the idea that police should be out there collecting your DNA. That this is A-OK as long as they've got an excuse. Oh, it's all right. They're looking for a killer. Well, they're never taking your DNA off the file. Well,
no.
That's OK. I'm not a bad person. Well, that's okay. I don't have anything to hide, so who cares if the DNA...
And just because they found DNA at the crime scene, I don't know what the circumstances are. Just because they found DNA at the crime scene does not mean they, in fact, have the DNA of the killer. They have some DNA.
They're claiming they have his DNA because he's killed four people, and so they might have found the same DNA at each crime scene.
Still circumstantial.
It is circumstantial. You're right. But it's nonetheless the most disturbing part
sounds
about
likely,
this
but circumstantial.
Is that people are probably in droves allowing the police to go ahead and do this. And really, if you're going to let the cops take a swab from your mouth, why don't you just let them search your house when they want to, you know, just, oh, come on by anytime and search my house, search my car, do whatever you want. Go ahead, turn my life
inside
out. We talk
to people on the air. They don't have any problem
no,
with the
don't.
Idea of cops just doing house-to-house searches.
And that's disgusting. In fact, this police state mentality continues. This story from 11alive.com. This one is officials in Clayton County. Not sure where that is, but it's somewhere in America. This could be your county. The point of these stories is not to say, well, you're so lucky because you don't live here. No, the point is this could be coming to where you live next because these bureaucrats, they borrow ideas from one another. Officials in Clayton County have intensified their efforts in the war on drugs. Sheriff Victor Hill announced he's planning an invasion into drug-infested communities. The ACLU said the question of whether or not the so-called invasion is legal is a troubling one for them. Deputies have identified five known drug houses that they want to investigate. Thursday night, deputies set up a roadblock and checked each car coming into or out of the street in question for drugs.
There you go. They're just setting up random checkpoints. It's not even random. They're targeting,
areas, yep.
And they're setting up checkpoints.
Everyone that
and
comes
through. And you see, it doesn't affect the respectables. They never, you know, they
this
never,
isn't a gated community. They're
no,
checking.
this is poor people, and they don't have a voice. And you know, it's just going to go. Oh, so what?
And they don't fight the cases when they actually do get caught for something. They don't think they can take them on by themselves. They're afraid. They're frightened to death. They're charged with a whole bunch of things. They're given a plea bargain. They take the deal. So that's what they're trying to do is just round up more of these victims. The operation's been dubbed Operation Jericho. Mobile police checkpoints have been set up outside suspected drug houses in the neighborhood. Clayton County Sheriff Victor Hill said the plans to occupy the suspected drug territories with deputies, one house, one location at a time. Hill said the deputies will be stationed outside the drug house every day until either it moves out or it shuts down before moving on to the next location. He said the conventional method of warrants...
If it's a drug house, why can't they get a warrant and go in there?
He says the conventional method of warrants and arrests just aren't working, and that military-like occupation of deputies is necessary. There's
why
that word again.
Why aren't warrants working? If it's, in fact, a drug house, and there are drugs there, if what they're saying is true...
Well, they'd have to do real investigation. They'd have to do detective work. They'd probably have to send in another undercover. And why bother doing all that when you can just set up, as he's terming it here, a military-style checkpoint?
Yeah, you know, and more police work has gone by the wayside in favor of, you know, just basically armed strength.
Well, and it's wholesale suspecting everybody that's in one particular area. If you're in the area, all of a sudden, you're a suspect in a drug sting.
Yeah, well, you're certainly getting stopped.
Hill said the conventional method is working, but the move comes doesn't come without controversy. Director of the ACLU says Hill has no legal grounds, and the occupation and intimidation are not warranted as a result of lack of evidence to make an arrest. The ACLU rep said you can get a warrant. You don't need to have a military occupation if there are drug sales going
but
on.
But he says they're not working.
And you have the probable cause to believe it, a judge will issue you a warrant, and you'll go in and arrest the sellers and the buyers, and they'll be gone. Which, of course, that might be true, but then somebody else will just open up shop a few doors down, because that's how it works. It says the war on drugs in Clayton County, as in most jurisdictions, I liken it to the Vietnam War, said Hill. Hit and miss. There's no clear win. We don't know if we're gaining ground or not. What we want to do is we want to change our strategy.
What
we
I want to make do is this stop more, fighting wars we can't win.
We want to make this more like a Normandy invasion. This is the sheriff. This is crazy.
Well, the sheriff really fails to understand economics because he's never going to win the war on drugs.
He doesn't. Do you think he thinks he can win? Do you really believe he thinks he can win?
He's certainly talking like a guy who believes he can win.
Well, that's because he's getting interviewed. Of course he has to talk that way. You and I, we've met former DEA agents. We knew we met Barry Cooper not too long ago. We've met other guys that have been involved in the enforcing the war on drugs. And I've never met one of them that hasn't told me that at some point, not necessarily up front. Like, in the very beginning, they were a true believer. You know, they believed what they've been told.
In the very beginning, they wanted a job. They wanted the gung-ho. They wanted the fun. And then they started realizing, wow, these are real people with real families. And, you know, I haven't hurt anyone. And we're putting them in jail. We're ruining their lives. We're ruining the lives of their families. It's a war on the American people.
Yes, you and I, we both understand that. But when these people started, they might have been true believers in the war on drugs. Certainly Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted was one of those people. And then, as you say, they realize that what they're doing is wrong. They realize that what they're doing is harming others. And the ones that have a conscience will quit. The ones that have a conscience will stop enforcing those bad laws. The rest of them, people like this sheriff, he's a sheriff. He's been enforcing this war on drugs his whole career. So, of course, he knows that what he's doing is not going to do anything to stop drugs. He has to have ulterior motives. And in my opinion, those ulterior motives are to shut down the unapproved dealers. Now, okay, this isn't the case with all the sheriffs in America, but I know for a fact it's the case with some of them. For a fact. And so basically what you've got going on here is these drug dealers are doing business without the approval of the sheriff. And so he's going to do whatever is, in his words, necessary to crack down on those folks. He knows drugs aren't going to go away, even if he arrests all of the people on the streets. He knows that's the truth. So there's some other reason for this. It's to just round people up, throw them into jail cells, feed the system, extract cash from these poor people. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You know what your special lady really wants on Valentine's Day? She wants you to spoil her. Show her you appreciate all she does all year long. And give her the gift of relaxation. A pajamagram from pajamagram.com. A pajamagram is a creative and original way to make her happy.
Picture this for a moment, gentlemen. She receives the gift on Valentine's Day. It's delivered in a beautiful hat box she'll love. It's so nice you don't even have to wrap it. It's got a little lavender sachet, a gift card, and a Do Not Disturb sign. Inside is a set of cute, high-quality pajamas or lingerie. Now, who looks like Mr. Thoughtful? I'm just trying to make you the hero on Valentine's Day here, man. Pajamagram.com.
Shop now and have your pajamagram delivered overnight or right on Valentine's Day. Trust me, guys, women want to be spoiled on Valentine's Day. And this is a gift you'll both love. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or visit pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. And please tell them you heard about it from Free Talk Live.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices online.
online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700. And let's take America back.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for the special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
It seems like every... It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the...
The SACL CAI toll-free line, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and you can also you can help the show out if you shop with us at store.freetalklive.com. Freetalk Live t-shirts, hats, we've got hoodies, we've got so many great products, and they're good quality stuff. But we didn't scrimp, we didn't chintz out on the quality of the product. So head over there and take a look and place your order. Store.freetalklive.com. Talking about some pretty disturbing stories that are happening in Florida and Georgia, respectively. In Florida, they are swabbing people's mouths at traffic stops with the DNA test. Then they're going to keep your information on file in the case that they might need it sometime in the future. They allegedly are trying to match up your DNA with that of a wanted serial killer.
I'm sure they're not sending the information to the FBI or the FDLE.
No, they never do
that. Where they keep it on file forever and ever.
And then the other story is in Georgia, where the sheriff in one of the counties, Clayton County, is going to be setting up what he calls necessary roadblocks. They are they're suspicionless checkpoints, I guess suspicionless might be the wrong word. Everyone's under suspicion. If you live in one given area on a particular street where the sheriff believes there's a known drug house,
that they can't somehow handle with warrants and sending cops in.
Right. He says that's not working anymore, so they need to set up this this military-style checkpoint system. And what's most amazing about this, Mark, is the people are cheering it on. I'm reading the comments
on
the story.
They are.
There are 100, not always. And many times with a story like this where it's just this war on drugs insanity, a lot of the comments are usually anti-war on drugs. But in this case, many of these are very, very positive. People saying things like, this is great. It's nice to see people taking a proactive stance against drug dealers. With Clayton County Police Department, wish they would actually do something. Last time I looked, road checks were perfectly legal, according to the Georgia Supreme Court. Do you have any good suggestions on how to get rid of these drug dealers? You know, look, and there's more people here that are saying road checks are legal. I wouldn't mind if I was in this neighborhood. It'd be fine by me. Everything's fine.
This is where they fail to understand is that there are so many laws out there, and they have such a bureaucratic system. You don't know if your license has even been suspended sometimes. We see stories of it all the time where people don't have any idea their license has been suspended over some nonsense or because it's a mistake and that kind of thing. They get carted off to jail. Do you think the cops are going to try to figure out right there that somehow the DMV's made a mistake about suspending your license? It happens. It happens all the time. Nope. Yep. They're going to cart you off to jail. Then will you have a problem with these little checkpoints? Well, that's what it usually takes for people.
Is to, they have to feel the brunt.
Yeah, they have to have a run-in with the government. They realize it's inefficient and all that other stuff, but let's use force against force. We're talking about drugs here, for God's sake.
But by the time the respectables have that run-in with the government, it might be too late.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we pay attention to these things. That's why we watch what's going on here, and
grew up in a time when we didn't have this police state to the level that we do now.
Yeah. Here's another one. Whatever it takes, get them out of here.
Right.
Referring to the drug dealers.
It's not because it's not us and it's not my neighborhood.
In fact, he says, glad to see something's being done, and I'm glad I haven't seen any roadblocks in my area. That's a good sign. I think he's suggesting that because the cops haven't set up roadblocks means there are no drug dealers in his area, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a class issue. It's a class issue, absolutely. Let's go, it's the thin, poor people in their crappy neighborhood.
1-800.
The rich people can afford to do drugs in their own home, and they don't need some drug house or whatever this term. I don't even know what a drug house is.
1-800-259-9231. Let's see here. It's just comment after comment. I mean, obviously, there are some people that are on our side, but the general, I would say, demeanor of most of these commenters is that this is great. Finally, a sheriff that's doing what it takes to crack down on these evil, evil drug dealers. Drugs are the scourge of society. So thank goodness we have this brave sheriff out there setting up these roadblocks and putting us all under suspicion. And that is one of the problems here, is that with a roadblock like this, with the sheriff stopping every single car, then everyone is a suspect. And that's not how it's supposed to be. That's not a free country.
Yeah.
You should not be living under suspicion, constant suspicion of being, having to prove yourself innocent to these sheriff patrol members. It's just nutso what's going on here. And this is why it's so important for people like us, people that believe in liberty, to get together in the same place so we don't stand for this anymore. We won't put up with this crap anymore.
You know, and people are so willing to throw away other people's freedoms. I used to take shortcuts through what would be considered the bad section of town in Sarasota when I drive around. I put 25,000 miles a year on my car as an outside sales rep for a radio station. And you know, it would have really ruined my day if I had gotten pulled over. I mean, what's a guy in a white dress shirt with a tie, you know, in a relatively nice car doing in this neighborhood? He must be here buying drugs. Well, no. In fact, I was trying to get to my next appointment so I can, you know, continue to pay for this nice car and these ties and all that other stuff.
Right, but now you're subject to interrogation, Mark. But
not just interrogation. What if they think that I'm, you know, what if they're really sure? You know, they run the little check or whatever. They decide, yes, in fact, this guy is using drugs. So they tear my car apart. Mm-hmm. I'm there for an hour and a half.
My appointment
with the car dealer is blown. I have to explain to the guy that I got, I got searched. Well, why are you getting searched? You must be a bad person.
Mm.
So, you know, it ruins my business with this guy. I never get a radio buy out of him. There's thousands of dollars in the marketplace that have been ruined. Somebody's day has been screwed up. What if my boss said, look, you've screwed up enough, or, you know, this is really important to the company. You've got to get this auto dealer on, and you've got to do it this time.
Yikes.
Then I get fired over it. This can happen.
Phoenix, one of the commenters, says, screw the ACLU. It's time to stand up to drug dealers. It's unfortunate the ACLU thinks real police work infringes on civil rights. Of course, when the ACLU get mugged, the first they call is 911. Go figure. Real police work, huh? That's real police work, is standing in the middle of the road, flagging down every single car that comes by?
It's like military work is what it's like.
That's like Nazi Germany work is what it's like. That's like a really scary police state. And, you know, Mark, these people are going to get the government they deserve, aren't they?
Well, unfortunately, so are we.
No, we aren't, because we've moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. This crap isn't going on here, and if it starts, then they're going to find some very interesting opposition to what they're doing. It's not just going to be the ACLU. If the cops in New Hampshire start trying crap like this...
There's been ugly New Hampshire police state stories. What about the cops that went after that guy for filming them at his own damn house?
Well, that was a bad story, and certainly people went, you know, got behind him as much as they could, but we only found out about that after the fact. They weren't setting up just constant roadblock situations like they're talking about doing in Clayton County. So I'm saying if the police are going to take it to the next level here, then the activists will have to take it to the next level as well, which could mean sending out activists with video cameras. It could mean who knows what different things the activists will come up with in order to counter a police state activity like this. But one thing's for sure, you're not going to see any of that activism in Clayton County, and you're not going to see any of that activism in Daytona Beach.
That much is true.
Where these things are happening. Because the best activists, the best liberty activists in the country are going to be siphoned off. First of all, they would never have done it anyway. If this were happening back down in Sarasota, I would have had a tough time finding people to go out and do some sort of counteractivism with in regards to the situation. Up here, it's no problem. Up here with all the Free State Project members here in New Hampshire, these liberty lovers that have moved here to get active, specifically in many cases for this purpose, to oppose the police state, it wouldn't be a problem finding people that were willing to come out and do some level of activism to respond. So things are going to change, but it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be in the right direction for these poor people in the South. I feel sorry for those who are going to be caught up in this mess, for those who are going to have, as you said, expired registrations, who are going to have burnout lights and that are going to get caught up in this bureaucratic nightmare police state that is being built around us.
Well, it will likely bring some people along the little route to the Free State Project. So
it likely will, because eventually these guys are going to cross your line. If you've got a line in the sand, you're going to find out where it is soon enough. You may not know where that line is, but as the police continue to do things like this, as we continue to see more checkpoints. So now it's not just what citizenship are you? That's what we're getting down on the southern border. Now it's you are in a drug area, a suspected drug area. We're going to search you. We're going to question
you.
Yeah, what are you doing out here? Yeah, where'd you come from? Where are you going? What's your plan?
What's your address?
You don't mind if we follow you, do you? I mean, they could go as far with this as they want to go, and you should be very, very concerned as a liberty-loving American. Now, if you're somebody that loves the state, if you're somebody that loves authoritarianism, then this is good news for you. More control. Hooray for that. Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control on the way. Mark, you got an email addressed to me about Linux and more as well. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.